Several years ago, Father Patrick Desbois went looking for answers about his grandfather's deportation to a Nazi concentration camp in Ukraine during World War II. His grandfather wasn't Jewish, he was a soldier, and he would never talk about his experience.
And nobody knew anything except the name Ravaruska, and so one day I decided to go back to Ravaruska, and I discovered that the Germans shot 18,000 Jews, minimum, plus unknown number of gypsy, plus 25,000 Soviet prisoners, and nobody wanted to speak.
He found the site of the camp where his grandfather was a prisoner, completely razed after the war. Then, researching family history turned into a bigger calling for Desbois. He later worked with the mayor of Ravaruska to formally document a local mass grave of Jews murdered by Nazis.
And so it could have been finished this day, but when I came back to the car, Yaroslav, the mayor, he told me what I did for one village, I could do for 100 villages.
Since then, Desbois and the team at his organization, Yahad and Unem, have documented around 1,900 mass graves from World War II in the former Soviet Union. They have gathered testimony from thousands of eyewitnesses. A priest-turned-criminologist, Desbois uses meticulous documentation and details from witnesses and survivors to rebuild the crime and give a voice to the past.
I like to name the killers. Otherwise, it's like we say, the Germans were killing Jews. Okay, but Himmler was somebody, and Hitler was somebody, and Goebbels was somebody. And today, these people are personal responsibility. Otherwise, you generalize, and you enter in politics, but you're not fight.
When I met with Desbois north of Paris at the offices of Yahad and Unem, he was tan from a two-week trip to Iraq. Until recently, he has focused only on the Holocaust, but a message from an American Jew made him realize he could make a difference with a pressing issue today.
He said, Father, I love to support you for the past, but I prefer you take care of the genocide of the present. When I received this email, it opened me completely my eyes. It's true, I'm specialized. We are 20 here people specialized in mass shootings, in crimes.
So Desbois turned his attention to the crimes committed against the Yazidi people carried out by IS, or Daesh, in Iraq. In 2014, Yazidis fled Sinjar when IS took the region from Kurdish forces. IS was driven out last year, but they have killed thousands of men, enslaved women, and forced boys to convert to Islam, brainwashing and training them as soldiers and suicide bombers. As of last August, the UN reported nearly 3,000 Yazidi women and children were still in captivity. Desbois applies the same interview methods from his Holocaust work to record testimony of Yazidi survivors and those who have escaped captivity. This Yazidi woman talks about the day IS showed up and imprisoned her along with 500 others. She says they abducted children and raped women. Eventually, she escaped and says she thinks every day about her family, still in the hands of IS. Desbois just published a book called In Broad Daylight, The Secret Procedures Behind the Holocaust by Bullets. Desbois says IS has used many of the same techniques as Nazis.
Unfortunately, Hitler today is a brand of the mass killer. Me, I travel in many countries, and sometimes in Muslim countries, you find a lot of books of Hitler, pro-Hitler, not only Mein Kampf.
IS would involve the neighbors, like the Nazis did in rounding up Jews.
First, we make a deal with the neighbors. There is no genocide without the neighbors. You cannot kill people without the neighbors.
Desbois says if his and other organizations were not documenting the Yazidi genocide, there would be no official record of it, unlike the archives kept by the Germans during the Holocaust.
I would say the difference is that suddenly we have also the faces and the names of the criminal. So the difference also is that when we work on a genocide of Jews and Gypsies, we have this particularity that Germany recognized they did it. So you have access to the archives, you have access to everything. It's not the same. With Daesh, they don't recognize and they don't admit they did anything.
With the Yazidis, Desbois said he had to go beyond interviews, so he has opened vocation centers for women and centers for vulnerable children, such as one Yazidi boy who now thinks he's American because he lived with IS members from the U.S. With Holocaust denial on the rise, Desbois says recording testimony is important now more than ever. But one of the challenges, he says, is getting people to care.
People are being used to mass crime. If you don't reach your country, if you don't reach your street, your color, your family, people say, I sleep well, it's not for me. But the problem with the mass killers, they always designate very clearly their target so that the rest of the planet sleeps well.
But Dubois says the rest of the world should not be able to sleep well, even if the Yazidi crisis seems remote, because the target of IS and other Islamic extremists isn't just Yazidis. It's the whole world. Jake Saganero, DW, Paris.